Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
Welcome to the Conversations with Eileen podcast. I'm your host, Eileen Guido. I'm a creative soul on a mission to motivate, connect, and build community. And I want to thank you for joining me on my quest of inspiring others one conversation at a time. Remember, click subscribe. That way you never miss an episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Conversations with Eileen and on Twitter at Convos with Eileen. This way, you'll have updates, behind-the-scenes news, information on local and national events, volunteer opportunities, and more. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Conversations with Eileen. I'm your host, Eileen Guido. To all my new listeners, hey, welcome. And to those that are current listeners, thanks for coming back. I'm so happy that you continue to tune back in. Now, today I have a little bit of a different setup, so bear with me. I am recording from my dining room. I've got a little bit of, not just a little bit, a lot more equipment than I normally do, so I'm not sitting on my bed in my bedroom recording this or in the bedroom closet for, you know, makeshift soundproofing. I've also got my phone recording because I haven't decided whether or not I'm going to go ahead and post a video of today's episode. Kind of try new things, see what's going on. So let's just give it a go. Now, as you know, I post episodes about daily life observations, things that happens, current events, and today is no exception. Let me just start with a little bit of background for you here. Now, ever since childhood, I've had a fondness for stories and movies about the underdog. Characters facing adversity with insurmountable odds stacked against them. Now, these stories for me are made even better when they are inspired by true stories, a true event. Now, even when I am quote unquote wasting time, you know, sitting on the sofa, watching TV, or reading a book, listening to music, whatever the case may be, my mind always finds a way to extract something to use for a later date, to be inspired by, and to inspire poetry, spoken word, podcast episodes, you name it. And today was no exception. I was sitting and watching a Netflix movie. Now, no, Netflix is not a sponsor of the podcast, but if, hey, they decide that they want to sponsor me, I'm not going to say no. Anyway, getting back to the movie, it was called Blue Miracle. And it surrounds a couple and boys in a group home. Now, they are faced with a number of challenges, from raising the boys to financial situations, and that financial hardship brings them to meet up with a former fishing champion, you know, fishing tournament champion. Now, I'm not going to go ahead and ruin it for you, but throughout the movie, the main characters, the main characters, they touch on past that they have to come to grips with, choices that they have to make during their present moments together to change their future. Okay. Now, watching the movie, I enjoyed it, but of course, I can't ever just sit back and take it as it is. My brain is always working. So started questioning things. Now, could it be that I am drawn to these stories of the underdog because of my own life circumstances and things that have happened to me or situations that I've been in? Always feeling the need to somehow prove my worth or place in this world. for some reason or another. Could it be that cheering on the underdog is just part of who I am? That I feel that no matter what you're facing or where you've come from, you can succeed if you put in the work. Now, are we born with that will to succeed? Is it in a dormant state until we meet up with a mentor or two that believes in us and pushes us forward? Do others just face a situation on their own and get fired up within? Maybe it's a mixture. I don't know. But what I do know is that each life has its own struggles. And what's not worth mentioning to one person can be the breaking point for someone else. And that's why it's so important that we validate each other's experiences and struggles. Now, you know that society has a penchant for comparison and ridiculous standards that can have us believing that what others perceive is reality. Family expectations, outdated timetables for achieving our goals can have us convinced that success will never be ours. But what is success anyway? Long ago, back in when my parents were younger, grandparents, great-grandparents, success was a rigid concept. You had to meet predetermined milestones by certain time points, leading you to a specific career, pay grade, and social status. Today, that's changed. Success comes in as many forms as there are people. It can be overcoming a learning disability, creating a new way to deal with an outdated problem system, working through and breaking free of addiction, pressing publish on a post that tells your story, discovering new skills that can lead you to the career of your dreams, carving out time to help others in need, saying goodbye to things that no longer serve you, or holding firm to boundaries to heal and to grow as a person. Those are all things that I would consider success. Now, it's my belief that the theory of the underdog exists not because they are less than and can't possibly measure up. It exists because of outdated, regimented mindset. Now, we've often heard the phrase, life is what you make it. Now, wouldn't that hold true for success as well? It's your life. You set the narrative. You set the tone. The milestones, the time points, and the meaning of success. What are your thoughts on that? All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next time. And as always, I want to thank you for joining me on my quest of inspiring others one conversation at a time. Now go out there, engage, encourage, and empower. If you found value in today's message, feel free to share my podcast. You can also take a screenshot, tag me at Conversations with Eileen, and share on your social media. Just a reminder, this is a listener-supported podcast. Any donations are greatly appreciated and help make a positive impact in our community.